Well, the Pathways program was initiated with executive order that was actually released on December 27th to look at ensuring that government was able to more competitively recruit and hire talented individuals who are both in school or who have recently received a degree. So OPM then has taken really the initiative to lay the groundwork for what these pathway programs ought to look like.
The programs are being used some, it appears. Why do you think it is hard for government managers to get accustomed to the idea that these interns are not just folks who are going to come in and learn how our agency works and then move on someplace? They should move on here and they should stay with us.
That's absolutely right, Francis. I think, you know, there's a lot of different contributing pieces to why federal interns, I think, in the past have not been converted at the same rate as other interns have. One has simply been that we've had what I believe is a convoluted internship program. So you've had a lot of different types of internship programs that makes it really difficult both for the job seeker, the student, to actually understand what the heck it is that they're getting into, but also for the hiring managers to understand what it is as well. So some of them had conversion authority to them, which meant that if they successfully completed the internship, they could go on and non-competitively move into a full-time position. Others didn't. Again, you know, apples and oranges. And I think what one of the things that the Pathways program actually does is within the context of the internship programs, establishes a single internship program. Basically, an internship program is for anybody who's currently in school. Pretty easy to understand, and with that come certain responsibilities both on the hiring manager but also the job seeker. Again, I think making it easier to look at this as something that you may be grooming somebody for full-time employment.
All right, you've got a column on AOL government about this, and what I like is that you are offering solutions that will work now, even while the uniformity in these new regs are not available yet. Talk about how that transformation starts now.
Yeah, I think, you know, often within government, we tend to wait until it's all finalized. And a couple of weeks ago, OPM issued the proposed regulations around the Pathways programs. You know, don't wait. They're not going to become final until probably close to the end of the year or the beginning of the end of the year, just with the regulation process itself. There's a lot of stuff that agencies can already be doing. So within each of the programs that make up the Pathways programs, there's different developmental opportunities that agencies actually have to provide, whether it's through the developmental opportunities and growth opportunities through the Presidential Management Fellows program or the internship program or the recent graduate program. There are things that agencies have to provide to help develop those folks. So you know what? Start thinking about that now. What does a really good internship program look like? Not simply a work experience, but where we're actually trying to develop these folks along the way. What does that look like? What is an individual development plan for a Presidential Management Fellow? What should that look like? Start putting pen to paper now and thinking about those things. DHS right now is doing a great job, actually, through headquarters, of trying to develop what is a memorandum of understanding between the agency and OPM for all of these programs. It's going to have to be in place at all agencies. They're not waiting until the regs are finalized to start working on that. They're actually taking the lead. They're actually doing their due diligence now to actually make sure that's taking place.
We are almost out of time, but I want to ask you one last question. Are you surprised that some agencies are still in work experience for interns mode and not in this is a potential employee for my agency mode?
You know, a bit surprised. At the same time, I think a lot of agencies that are struggling with budgets right now are facing a reality that we'd love to actually bring these interns on, but frankly, even if we have an authority now that allows us to bring them on more easily, we actually don't have budget or slots available, and therefore we're going to do what's easy, and that's actually look at this kind of through the rearview mirror and say, let's just give them the work experience because ultimately we don't have a job to give them here.